This is Jason Hensley with the Magnify Him Together podcast, and today we are going to discuss this idea of the kingdom of God being at hand. Have you ever noticed that when you've read through the Gospels? That was what Jesus consistently said to the people. He always preached the kingdom, and when he would go to a village, he would say to them, "The kingdom of God is at hand." Or if you're reading the Gospel of Matthew, he would say, "The kingdom of heaven is at hand." And so this was his consistent message, even when he sent his disciples out to preach. This is what he told them to say, to tell the people that the kingdom of God was at hand. And so have you ever wondered what he meant by that? You know, how could he say that the kingdom of God was at hand, that it was coming soon? Because here we are 2,000 years later and the kingdom of God hasn't come. You know, Jesus must have meant something else. There must be an aspect to this that is different than what we would normally expect when we hear about the kingdom. So what did Jesus mean? Well, I think we find the answer in the Gospel of Luke when the Lord was accused of casting out demons by Beelzebub. Listen to what he says. This is Luke chapter 11. Jesus says in Luke chapter 11, verse 19, "And if I cast out demons by Beelzebul, by whom do your sons cast them out? Therefore they will be your judges. But if it is by the finger of God that I cast out demons, then the kingdom of God has come upon you." Do you see what Jesus is saying there? He was saying that in his presence, the kingdom of God had come. Now, that was because people would look at him and what he was doing, and they could see a glimpse of the kingdom of God. Literally, right? That here was somebody who was healing the sick. That's what we expect to see happen in the kingdom of God. And so the people could be with Jesus, and it was as though they were there in the kingdom of God. Have you ever thought about what that would be like? Here's a man who, if you were hungry, could create food. Here's a man who, if you got sick, could make it so that you weren't sick again. Being in Jesus' presence was, in many respects, as though the kingdom of God had come. And so if you just turn a few pages to Luke chapter 17, you see the same thing. In Luke 17, you know, Jesus had been preaching, again, the kingdom of heaven is at hand, the kingdom of God is at hand. And so in verse 20, Luke 17 verse 20, it says, "Being asked by the Pharisees when the kingdom of God would come, he answered them, 'The kingdom of God is not coming in ways that can be observed. Nor will they say, look, here it is, or there, for behold, the kingdom of God is in the midst of you.'" Jesus was saying, the kingdom is coming in a way completely different than what you expect, because in fact, it is here, right now. This experience that you have with me, he's saying, is the kingdom of God. You're getting a taste of what that kingdom is going to be like. Now, I don't know about you, but that would be awesome. To be in the presence of the Lord Jesus, to experience what it is like to walk in the light, as he says in John. And I think that that presents us with a challenge. What do people experience when they're with you? What do people think about when they're with you? Do they just talk about the news? Do they just talk about interesting new material things? Do they just talk about other people? Or do they feel lifted up? Do they feel as though their thoughts have been raised above? Is it the kind of conversation where they leave and they're thinking more about God than they were when the conversation began? I'm not saying that being in our presence can be like being in the kingdom of God in the same way that it was with the Lord Jesus Christ. That's just not something that we can do in this life. But I think it's a good goal. I think it's a good goal for us to ask ourselves, when we wake up in the morning, how am I going to show the kingdom of God to the people that I see today? How am I going to create that picture of the kingdom? We can't heal people. We can't provide food for thousands from just 5 loaves and 2 fish. But we can do something. And so this week, let's think about, how are people going to see the kingdom when they interact with us? How is it that our discussions with others will be, in a sense, the kingdom of heaven being at hand in their lives? That's the challenge. And if we're going to follow the Lord Jesus, that's what we got to do. So, how will you bring the kingdom? How will you bring a taste of that day to the people around you? Not so that they'll see you and be impressed, but so that, just like with the Lord Jesus, they'll leave that conversation, or they'll leave that experience, and they'll glorify the God of Israel. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time on the Magnify Him Together podcast.